Basel am Ball, der Podcast von der Host City Basel. Seit dem Januar 2024 ist Pia Sundhage Trainerin von der Schweizer Frauennationalmannschaft. Wie sie sich fühlt, wie sie das Team vorbereitet und was ihre Ziele sind, das hört ihr in diesem Mitschnitt vom Symposium, das im Rahmen des Weltmeidle-Fußballtag in Basel stattgefunden hat.
So, und jetzt ist es Zeit, dass wir nachher in Englisch weiterfahren, weil wir auch unsere Nationaltrainerin hier. Right from Bern to Basel. Welcome, Pia Sundhage.
Thank you.
So, Kumba mentioned that you don't understand anything. How is it to be part of such a great event and don't understand anything?
I just embrace the feeling. I understand some words, but I can feel when the questions and the answers. So I'm doing pretty well, I think.
Very nice. So, die, die schon gelacht haben, die verstehen Englisch. Für die, die es nicht verstehen, ich probiere ad hoc, so gut es geht, zu übersetzen. Ich habe also gefragt, Kumba hat schon gesagt, sie hat auf Schweizerdeutsch nicht verstanden. Und wie das so sei, an so einem grossartigen Event zu sein und eben nicht so viel zu verstehen, hat sie gesagt, hey, ich nehme die Emotionen, ich tue die Feelings aufsaugen quasi. Und bis jetzt ging es ihr eigentlich recht gut. Very nice to have you here, Pia. So, you've been national coach in the USA, in Sweden, in China, in Brazil, and since this year, let's say compared to these big countries in Little Switzerland, also gesagt, ist in der USA Nationaltrainer gewesen, ist zweifache Olympiasiegerin mit den USA 2008, 2012 in Schweden gewesen, da kommen wir dann noch drauf zu reden. 2013 hat sie nämlich in Schweden mit Schweden an einer Heim-EM mitgemacht, in China, zuletzt in Brasilien. So now in, let's say, Little Switzerland. How is it to be here since January?
It's been fantastic because we are hosting the European Championship 2025, and that is so much more than 2x45 minutes. It's so much more than winning a game. And it's different. It's different to, I come from Sweden, but it's different in US, Brazil, you know, and I think this country is different as well. And I try to embrace the culture, to learn, and to make the most out of it. This team that's gonna surprise many people next year, I hope.
So we do hope. Also gesagt, sie sieht grossartig hier zu sein, weil halt einfach auch die Heim-EM-Sieg, dass sie zweimal, oder mehr als zweimal 45 Minuten, eben, sie saugt alles auf. Jetzt muss ich überlegen, was sie sonst noch gesagt hat. Dass es sehr grossartig ist, hier zu sein. Was hat sie sonst noch gesagt? Jetzt ist es mir schon wieder entfallen. Aber sie haben es alle verstanden. Gut, dann können wir gerade weitermachen, können ein bisschen Zeit sparen. Sehr schön. So, Pia, how intense was the first year or the first 10 months with many camps with Nations League in the Group B? How was it?
It's been very intense because I need to reach out to the players and know how is a Swiss player. In order to be successful, it's so important to be where she is or where the team is. So it's a lot of communication to make sure I understand and go from there.
Was something like surprising for you with your work with the Swiss team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweden, Switzerland, well, it's pretty much the same. It's not. I think there's so much potential in this country with specifically, I think Kumba Sau talked about the young players. But that mix with older players and young players, if we can make that to take the next step, It will be great. And my job is to make these players comfortable to be uncomfortable. Swiss people are nice. they do whatever they're supposed to do. And I would like them to just break some lines and actually take two more steps differently. That's my job.
So do you have to push your players to be uncomfortable?
I need to challenge them. with being upfront and sometimes with a lot of jokes and humor, and myself should be an example. That's why I'm singing to the team, and I'm not a singer, but it's to get out of the comfort zone. So I try to lead by example.
So now I thought it was it would be the last question with songs and singing. You sing every time you have a camp with your national team, you sing a song. 21st of October is the next camp with two games. The first on the 25th in Zurich against Australia, and then on Tuesday the 29th in Geneva against France. Do you know already which song you're going to sing?
I have no clue.
Okay. So then tell us, what was the first song you've been singing for the Swiss team?
I don't remember, but at some point, which I think is important, is the word change. Change is cool when we prepare for it. Change could be a little bit intimidating when you're not sure exactly what's going to happen. So, of course, I brought up Bob Dylan. Times, they are changing, and so on.
No, go on. Hat vielleicht gemerkt, dass er einfach will zum Singen bringen. Genau. So, Pia, I've mentioned that you were with Sweden 2013 at the European Championships in your home country, so you know already what's the meaning of a Women's Euro in the home country. What will happen here in Switzerland for us, for your team, next summer?
I really, really hope that I will experience what I did 2013, because it's an event. It's, as I said, more than a football game. The first game, Sweden played against Denmark, and they went. All the fans went next to each other. So here in Basel, let's say we're going to play against Sweden. So you have the Swiss flag and the Swedish flag, and they go together. They are excited because we're going to have a good game, and it's friendly. It is no violence. Everybody is smiling and using their positive voice. I experienced that. And I think that is one of my best years as a coach and as a person, because this is a once in a lifetime. I'm the lucky one. I could do it again. So I'm really looking forward to that. You can't miss this. You have to be there and spread the word.
Nice. And the pressure is on, of course, for you and your team. What are your goals with the Swiss team?
To surprise.
That's good.
Yeah. So, and it's, of course, you have a direction and you have vision. And it's so much more interesting if you actually get out of the comfort zone. So instead of saying, are we happy we'll be here? No, we would like to surprise. And I truly believe I'm big on teamwork. Like a society, we need each other. And we need different players, different people, in order to do different things and bring out the best performance in each other. And I truly believe with players, I'm going to see Basel against St. Gallen. There will be some players there. There will be players in England, in Germany, and put that together to a unit. Exactly like a society. They will be young, they will be old, they're men and women doing this together. So my staff with the players, I really, really hope we take the chance to embrace the pressure and surprise Europe.
Thank you so much, Pia Sundhagen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.